Shalom, today's daf yomi is Pesachim daf kuf yud zayin, Pesachim 117. And since our Gemara is discussing the howl, the praises that we say at the Seder, the Gemara discusses who instituted this howl, who wrote the howl, from whom was it created, and when was it created. So the howl, we know we say today on Rosh Chodesh, we say it on holidays, we say it on, in our community, we say it on Yom HaAtzmaut. So what is the origins of the of these special psalms? So Tanu Rabbanan, so Gemara cites a Braisa, howl zeh mi amaro, who said this howl, who instituted it? So we're going to see several different Tanaim, each have their own position. Rabbi Eliezer says, Moshe v'Yisrael amaruhu. And Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael, they were the ones who instituted B'shasha amdu al yam, when they were standing by the sea, after they crossed over the sea. It states in Psalm 114, verse 3, Hayam ra vayanos, the sea saw the Jewish people and fled. So, and they were concerned at that moment that maybe, in that moment, Paro was going to cross over, because they didn't know that the Egyptians had drowned in the sea. And so, Haim Amru, they said, Olanu Hashem, Olanu, don't do it for us, but Kilashim Chatenkabo, do it for your honor and your glory. And so Hashem responds to them, Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh Amruen, the divine presence responded, Lemani, Lemani Esef, for my sake, I will do it. For the sake of the glory of my name, I will save you. So that's the first approach of Rabbi Eliezer. He says this was instituted by the Jewish people. They said this while they were at the sea, praying that Hashem does not allow Pharaoh and his forces to attack them. Rabbi Huda Omer, Yoshua v'Yisrael Amaru. Rabbi Huda says Yoshua and the Bnei Yisrael are the ones who instituted it. So why did they do it? B'shasha amdu olein malchei Canaan, when the kings, the Canaanite kings, when Yeshua went into the land of Canaan, and the kings of Canaan were about to wage war with them, Haim amru olanu, the Jewish people said, don't do it for our sake, and God respond, Meshiva, and God responds like he did before, Meshiva ruach HaKodesh, amru olamani olamani yaseh. God said, I'll do it for my own sake. So that's the second approach. It wasn't Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael, it was Yoshua and the Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar Amodai says that it was Devorah Barak. Devorah and Barak, we know that Devorah Neviah and Barak Ben Avinoam, they were the ones who the Jewish people were being defeated by Sisera, Amaru, B'shasha Amaroem, Sisera, when Sisera stood over them, as we see in Judges chapter 4 and chapter 5, that Sisera stood over them to do battle. At that moment, Haim Amru Lolanu, they said the same idea. They said, don't do it for us, do it for your name. And God responded, L'mani, L'mani, Esef, for my sake, I will do it. So that's the third approach. The fourth approach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Chizkiah v'siyas v'siyato amaru Chizkiah, and the king of Judah and his advisors and his people are the ones who did this. B'shash amar alayim Sancherev, when Sancherev was about to wage war upon them, and they said this prayer, they said, Lulanu, and God responded to them, and God saved them. Why does it say here, Chizkiah and his siyato and his advisors? Why doesn't it say, why doesn't it just say Chizkiah? So the Gemara, we have to know that the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses this. Now, what's the background? We know in 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 13, that it was the 14th year of King Chizkiah, and Sachairav, the king of Ashur, went up, and he was laid a siege around Jerusalem, a devastating siege, and the people feared that they would be destroyed, just like the northern kingdom was destroyed. And so, in that moment, the people in the city were divided. Part of the city wanted to be with Chizkiah and not give in. And part of the city wanted to be with Shavna, who was an officer in Chizkiah's court, who said that we should give in. And Shavna indeed sent to Sancherev a note that where he said that Shavna and the people are bowed down before you. You can look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin for its interpretation in Sanhedrin Chavav. But Chizkiah and his side didn't give in. And so that's what it means, Chizkiah and his advisors. They're the ones who didn't give in to Sancherev. A fifth approach is the approach of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Hananya, Mishal, v'Azariah, Maru. Hananya, Mishal, v'Azariah are the ones who said it. B'shah, Shalom, Amen, Olam, Nebuchadnezzar, Russia, when Nebuchadnezzar rose against them and threw them into the fiery furnace. And that's where this prayer was instituted. They said, L'Olanu, and it was repeated to them. And Meshiva Ruach, HaKodesh, V'Amaru, like we said before, God responded, L'Man Kvod Shmi, Atzilatchem. So I don't do it for my name. I'm not going to do it for I'm going to do it for my name and in the sake of my glory. Then a sixth approach is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He says, Mordechai and Esther, Mordechai and Esther are the ones who said this halal. It's interesting, we don't even say halal on Purim, but that's the approach of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Mordechai and Esther are the ones who said it when B'shasha Amar Aleim Haman HaRasha, when Haman, the wicked one, is the one who stood above them. They said, L'lanu, and Hashem responded to them, L'mani, L'mani Yaseh. Finally, we say the Chachamim say, Nevi'im Shebeinehen, so it was just the prophets. They established that the Jewish people are supposed to say this. I'll call parak for parak, I'll call tzar for tzar on every single moment or every single distress. Whenever we God forbid, don't want anything to come against us, we pray for this. And when we're redeemed, we're going to recite it for our redemption. So that's the approach of the Chachamim, that this was instituted by the Nevi'im Shebineim, the prophets amongst them. Some of the commentaries explain that Pesach, that the Hallel is to teach us, to renew us, to give us inspiration. And so therefore, that's the reason why we're not supposed to say it every day. It's on special occasions to wake us up, to inspire us, to help us continue to do great things in this world.